Novice mediums often make these three vital mistakes. Starting with number one. Comparing your abilities to those of other mediums or psychics. 2. Beating yourself up for being wrong or stuck. 3. Mistakenly thinking your abilities have deserted you. In the early 1980s, when I was first developing my mediumship skills, there were times when I became discouraged, self-doubtful, and even questioned if I had the right to be a medium at all. Eventually, with much trial and error, there is one vital concept that I learned, and now pass along to you. What is it? Simply, trust yourself and trust what you get. Now, I'm the first to admit that doing this is easier said than done. Yet, learning to trust and relying on the messages received from spirits is valid. Being comfortable with the idea that there are bound to be connective interpretation problems from time to time is a natural part of the unfoldment process. By continually comparing your abilities with those of other mediums, including famous ones, you are only hindering yourself and could even create a block in your mediumship gifts that's difficult to overcome. Let's examine these three common mistakes. Before reading these, please be aware they are not fatal errors. Each one can easily be overcome with new knowledge, patience with yourself, and an understanding of the simple concepts presented here. Comparing yourself to other mediums. These are mediums featured on television shows or that have written bestsellers on mediumship. Clearly, it's always good to watch other mediums perform. And you will most likely learn valuable insights and tips from them. However, if you become focused on the idea that you can never be as good as the mediums you see on television or in the media, this is a handicap for you. Develop your individual style. Learn to work with your own individual style. It may be far different from others, but that's what makes them stand out. And it's what will eventually make you stand out as a successful medium. When watching well-known mediums perform, you may notice a few interesting things. Each medium works a little differently. Here are a few examples of mediumship styles. A medium that describes how a spirit died by mentioning a pain somewhere in their body, clairsentience. Other mediums hear words spoken in their inner hearing, clairaudience. Or, have the ability to hear messages actually spoken out loud that no one else hears. Yet, other mediums easily see the spirit standing close by and can describe them to a T. This is your psychic senses of clairvoyance. Finally, mediums that demonstrate all the above mentioned abilities at various times during a reading or a circle. So, if you happen to have a fear that you will never achieve the high level of connection with spirits that others do, you could become blocked by the expectations that you are unfairly placing on yourself. As mentioned, every medium is unique with their own set of gifts and abilities. Spirits have various ways of connecting with mediums, and each medium has their own unique way of receiving spirit messages. No one method is better than another, so embrace the talent that you already have and shine with your own light of spirit. Being wrong or worse, getting nothing from spirits. First, remember, it's not criminal. Another worry budding mediums might dwell on, is being wrong or worse, getting nothing from spirits. There is a very natural fear that we won't be able to offer the right kind of validating information, and this can work against us regarding the flow. Scary questions rage in our mind like, what if I can't describe the spirit I am sensing? What if I can't get a message? What if the client has no idea who I am talking about? What if? What if? What if? Practice, practice, and more practice. There is no real cure for this other than to practice, practice, and practice more to overcome these unwelcome thoughts. Work with other students, either in a mediumship meetup group, an online mediumship training forum. Make sure it's a positive forum with encouraging and helpful like-minded people. Or a mediumship development circle. If you are determined to develop and increase abilities, just keep at it. Eventually, confidence levels and episodes of stronger spirit linkages will exponentially increase. Then, it's simply a matter of trusting your own unique set of abilities and letting them flow. Getting stuck during a reading. What if, heaven forbid, you get stuck when doing a reading and your spirit connection is weak? Don't panic. Just take a deep breath, ask the spirit to come in stronger if they can. Don't be afraid to ask them to repeat a message they are sending. Just let your client know that you are pausing for a moment to reconnect with the spirit. Most of the time, clients will understand. The key point here is, don't panic. Mistakenly thinking you can't develop your abilities further. Or, that they're just gone. There are times when our psychic and our mediumship abilities seem to abandon us. A term I came up with for this is called plateauing. Plateauing doesn't mean that your abilities have gone away or will never come back. It just means that your development is on hold for a while. This is because your physical body is catching up and your psychic mental faculties are adjusting to the newer and higher vibration that's been initialed within you. When this happens to individuals in training, and it has for me several times, they might panic and believe everything is somehow gone. Kind of like a file on your computer. Where did IT go? Just give it time. Everything will begin to trickle back, sometimes quickly and at times more slowly. Just know that all your psychic abilities and mediumship gifts will return to you and even be stronger than ever before. You may even be pleasantly surprised that you have some new abilities in your toolbox. Significantly, this happened to me. After about 3 weeks of thinking everything was gone, one day I felt different. I know everything was all right, and after doing a reading, this was confirmed. The reading went smoothly and was one of the best I had ever given. I was also hearing words spoken to me physically in my left ear. That hadn't happened since childhood. Important points to remember. In conclusion, all mediums have days of amazing hits and occasional experiences of not being on the mark. It comes with the territory. It's like the concept of biorhythms, with up days and down days. The trick is to not get discouraged and to keep on going. The best of the best will tell you that this is so. They've all had good, and not so good days for making spirit contact. Furthermore, they have all gone through the same learning and unfoldment process. And I believe they are better mediums because of it. Important points to remember. Always keep the joy of spirit in mind. Embrace the abilities you do have and work on the weaker ones. Never compare yourself with other mediums. Practice, practice, and more practice. Work with respect for the spirits as well as the living. Always conduct your sessions and meditations from the heart. And trust what you get. Note. Unfoldment is a term also used to describe training and development of one's mediumship skills.